Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's Success Team call. My name is Jim Tanner, dialing in from my home in Boston, Massachusetts. It is Monday evening, January 14th, 2019, as we are rolling into and through this launch of the new year. I've got a great lineup of speakers for you this evening. I know many, many, many of you are riding the wave of electricity and excitement coming out of your big Super Saturday event this past weekend. And for those of you who've attended in the past, the fun of having a new style Super Saturday event. We're going to be hearing from some folks that attended and or spoke at events this past weekend. But I want to congratulate all of you for plugging in. And we just did a roll call before we went live here on the call. So if you're listening to the replay, you may have missed that. But I want you to also, for those of you that were not part of a roll call, to know that we are being joined by folks from across the United States and Canada. And soon, as we continue to grow this organization, the planet. And so I want to congratulate all of you for plugging in, taking time away from your Monday afternoon or evening, depending on where you are and listening. And again, as well, welcome to those of you listening to the replay. I hope that for those of you listening to the replay, you fall into one of these categories. Number one, you just simply couldn't be with us live. And although that was the case, you wouldn't dare miss this information. And you're getting to it as quickly as possible, as fast as you could, as soon as the replay was available. The other category would be folks that you're brand new. Maybe you just aren't in the habit yet of joining us on Monday evenings, and your sponsor, your support team, was gracious and kind and thoughtful enough to follow up with you and to get you access to this replay. Make sure you thank them, not just by sending them a message of thanks, but by thanking them by listening actively, taking notes, and if you come up with any questions during tonight's call, then you make sure that you get those questions answered. Don't let anything, and this goes for everybody on the call, don't let anything slow you down, because what we're doing right now is so incredibly important, and there is an urgency to the business we are building right now. I want to, speaking of urgency, I want to make sure that everybody on the line knows the incredible announcement coming from Legal Shield. And for those of you that already know this, you're excited, maybe you just wanted to hear from me, or maybe you're already taking advantage of this. But Legal Shield has determined that because of the results that we got from the Mad Streak double bonus, they have decided to extend that to next Monday at 5 p.m. Central. So essentially, you have one more week of the double Mad Streak bonus. Take advantage of this. This is a huge opportunity for you to commit more people to becoming associates right now. There are folks right now that you've been talking to that are on the fence. This is going to get them off of the fence. Or maybe it's going to get you off the fence, get you committed to building your list and going out and marketing these great services, recruiting, using this opportunity, building your business. Just for those of you who may not be aware, the Mad Streak double bonus does the following. It rewards the activity of a brand new associate in their first 20 days, someone that's already focused on starting their business, rewards the activity of going out and protecting one family, getting your first membership sale, if you will. And the reward is a $50 bonus. Was $25, now $50 for doing something you're going to do anyway. In addition, Legal Shield has determined to, because we need growth and we need to continue to pour gasoline on the fire of the growth of our associate base, that if you also, as a new associate in your first 20 days, recruit your first associate, begin to build your team, Legal Shield will give you an additional $50. So right there, that's $100 currently. Doubled the bonus. That's incredible. And then, of course, your commission on top of that. And let's be quite honest. Everybody that's getting involved in the business is getting involved to take massive action right now. So you might be wondering, is the $180 level up bonus still in play for accomplishing the 3-in-1 during your first 20 days, 3 memberships and 1 recruit? The answer is absolutely. This $100 for your new associates is on top of the $180 level of bonus. That's a full $280 in bonus money. And by the way, Legal Shield is matching that bonus money back to you, the sponsor. So you may be well beyond your first 20 days in the business and wondering how this applies to you. That's exactly how this applies to you. You get to take full advantage of this. And while a new associate can only earn the MAD double bonus one time, of course, you as the sponsor and anybody sponsoring and building a team has access to unlimited bonuses, no matter what. No cap on that. So continue to recruit. Help those new people get their first sale, their first associate. Help them get their MAD Streak double bonus right now. Get your double matching bonus right now. Help them get level up qualified, fast start qualified. Get your bonus for that as well. Isn't it fun? Something we would do anyway. Something we would take seriously anyway. We are now being rewarded with additional income. Legal Shield has made sure that all excuses have to be left at the door. It is time to massively build your business. Now, Legal Shield is building their business. Thousands of people are joining Legal Shield every month. Tens of thousands of people are getting protected with Legal Shield every month. It's time for you and I to make sure we're getting our fair share of that. And that is a lot of what tonight's call is about. I want you to hear from some folks that have attended these Super Saturday events this past weekend. We've asked a few to join us on the call just so you can get a sense if you weren't there or if you can compare notes from your event to this event. We're going to first start in Southern California with Mike Altieri. Mike was in attendance with Mr. Jeff Bell. I'm sure you're going to hear about that from Mike. Mike, if we have you on the line, we'd love to hear from you on the call this evening.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Hello, everyone. Yeah, I was so fortunate to get to a Super Saturday hosted by none other than Jeff Bell. You know, it's really, really a pleasant surprise to know how Jeff is sincerely another one of us. He is not just a CEO, but Jeff's passion, Jeff's awareness of keeping things simple is just exactly what the theme was. You know, he said for those of us that are having a hard time in our early stages of just, you know, absorbing it all, he goes, you know, you could just keep it simple. You can say to people, first of all, download the app, have the app on your phone, naturally, and just say, you know, I want to show you something. First of all, his biggest gift was just saying, let me show you something and not tell you something, because people want to see something. They don't want to hear what you have to say. They want to see something. So let me show you something. It'll just take a minute of your time, not 15 minutes. You don't need to give a presentation of the whole thing and then go into what most interests you. You just start out with the actual, you know, let me show you something. It'll just take 1 minute of your time. You may or may not be interested. And you just show the app, and you can literally scroll down and show all the features right there. So that was the main theme, was just keeping it simple. Really enjoyed that. He threw out a few other wonderful, wonderful, simple tricks. The theme really was keeping it simple. And we had a really good time just seeing how passionate he was. It was quite contagious.
Mike, thank you so much. I know you got a lot out of that event. We were following you on your post that you were so willing to share in our GY3 Success Team Facebook page. So I appreciate that from you. And we'll be ready to hear from you the next time the big events roll through Southern California, which is a great market. And by the way, everybody listening, recruit in Southern California. It's a great market. There's great major markets all over this country. I hope we're all recruiting in all of them. Here's another one. Southern Florida. Well, we had an incredible event in Southern Florida this past Saturday, another Super Saturday. One of the featured speakers at that event was Michael Dagan, who's on the line with us today. Now, I know Michael's going to talk about the influence, the content, the training, the remarkable light bulb moments that he got from his own training. No, I'm just kidding. Michael, I'm sure, did a great training. I wish I could have been there. And I'm sure that the folks there got a tremendous amount of value. But, Michael, we would love to hear from you your thoughts on the event, the attendance, the strategies coming out of that, anything you think that would be valuable to the team. Take it away, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Tanner. I really appreciate it. And I'm real excited to be on this call, as excited as I was to be at the Super Saturday. A little disclaimer here, and we're in an honest business here, and we want to make sure that it's not a perfect business, but I took a lot of time and effort, and I had people that are committed to coming, and unfortunately, one of my nine showed up. Now, a lot of people might say, well, that's a failure, but it wasn't, because the one who did show up did sign up. The event was heavily attended. I would say we probably had at least 125, 150 people in a room. Actually, we ran out of chairs, so we were standing up. We had Millionaire Club with the Sardines, who are running the South Florida division, really running the Southeast United States. But the one thing that was really on everybody's mind was how exciting that the event was heavily attended, and the people that were there were so enthusiastic, not just for the opportunity, but really about the product itself. The funny story of the whole thing of that happened to me, as I was going that day, my daughter calls me up and says, Dad, I have a great Legal Shield commercial that you can run. And I said, what is it, Rachel? She says, okay, while driving to school yesterday, I got a speeding ticket. When I got back to the dorm, I took a picture of my ticket. I said, wait a second, Rachel, back up. Start over again. She goes, okay, driving to school, I got a speeding ticket. When I got to the dorm, I took a picture of my ticket. Wait, Rachel, back up. Between driving and getting to school. Oh, yeah, I got a speeding ticket. So the bottom line is that by her just having the app, taking the picture of the app, got processed, I got a call in an hour and a half, her ticket was taken care of. I told that story at the event. I got more oohs and ahs at the product that we're selling than maybe about the opportunity we're selling. The event was incredible. I hope everybody had an amazing Super Saturday. I took what Mr. Riches put on the Facebook today with the little dollar bill. I sent it to, I think, five of my prospectives. Three signed up immediately today just to take advantage of the new program that we have going on here with the Mad Streak. Back to you, Mr. Tanner.
Hey, thank you so much, Michael. And great event, I'm sure. Can't wait to plug our folks in the next time that you're speaking at an event. And again, thank you for joining us on the call this evening. We're going to keep on rolling. We've got one more for you. We're going to be going up to the state of Kentucky. Well, that's where this gentleman resides. He'll clarify whether or not that was the event he was at. But none other than $200,000 ring earner, massive top producer, performer, speaker, trainer, and just all-around good buddy, Mr. Adam Thompson. Adam?
Mr. Tanner, thank you so much. I'm here in the state of Kentucky where we did attend a Super Saturday in the great state of Louisville, Kentucky. No, we actually had some weather and or some weather issues, and so we took our Zoom call for the first time at a training. We had Mr. James Kelly, Mr. Chris Delaney, and myself to do our own version of a three-way call at the training, and we came to people with warm market success stories and training tips and cold market of the same and my version of B2B from Mr. Mark Riches. We had a phenomenal event all wrapped into one. It was absolutely fantastic. We did go a few minutes over because there were a lot of great information to share. One of the big things that we took away was the actually a website, the Legal Shield Success. Let me see if I'm getting this right. LegalShieldSuccessChannel.com, where they talked about this in Vegas. They said they've done the studies, and they can say to one person, hey, go check out this video. But if they say, hey, at 4 p.m. today on this new Legal Shield television, website, at 4 p.m. today, we're going to have a private business overview. Or at 4:30 today, we're going to have getting started right. At 5 p.m., we're going to have an incentive overview. At 5:30, we're going to have product training. At 6 p.m., we're going to have a wheel workshop today. Make sure you dial in or tune in at 6 p.m. We're going to have a wheel workshop. And then finally, the onboarding of new members, right? That's huge for our retention. And the beautiful part of that, it will actually repeat that block again at 7 p.m. Central. It starts at 4 p.m. Central. It'll repeat it again at 7 p.m. Central and at 10 p.m. Central, so that there's a sense of urgency. This is, in this new year, and we're all going to have our best year ever, right? In this new year, we're going to have a sense of urgency to use as a tool. Some of the things that I found specifically myself as well, I saw some nuggets and some bullets I'd never seen before out of nowhere with this kind of triple threat training. I heard a statement that said, learn to tell your story and tell it well and that will make you millions. That really stuck with me. I heard someone say, with respect to tools and events, they said, go to meetings and tell the story. They said, use tools, use events. They said, keep showing and keep growing. All those are basically ways of tools and events that are versions of tools and events that can help us. But it really stuck with me when they said, keep showing and keep going, as in keep showing and telling the story and keep going to events. That was a very big deal for me. For any new folks on the call that have never heard this, they said the person with the marker makes the most money. You know, the guy at the front of the room. And if I'm saying this right, they said as far as training new leaders within your team, they said try to get to the front of the room and then find people to take your place at the front of the room and try to get to the back of the room. That was enormous. Huge, huge lesson that I learned as well at this training. It said, you know, when you were talking to your team, and I'll make a public apology to anyone on my team that I have failed as a leader, but I'm going to get better, I promise, and this is one of the things I'm going to use. They said, ask your team members, do you mind if I coach you on that? That was absolutely huge. This one blew me away and actually made me laugh. I think I choked on my water when they did this one. It said, with regard to your team, know who you can pat on the butt or know who you can kick in the butt. And clearly you can figure out what that means. But in a nutshell, they said that we have two buckets. We have a bucket of water and a bucket of gasoline. We can either be putting out a fire on our team or fanning a flame to get somebody fired up. And I want to thank the people like Mr. Tanner, Mr. Richard, those guys that have actually fanned my flame over the years or have known when to pat or kick me in the butt, as it were. Lastly, I just wanted to touch on something else that really spoke to me. And they said, find a person's pain point. And I literally put that into practice today. I was inviting someone to an event that we're having tomorrow night in our home, a PBR. And they said, find that person's pain point and then help them solve that. Because we all know whoever solves the most problems earns the biggest paycheck. And with that, Mr. Tanner, I'll turn it back to you. Thanks so much.
Adam, thank you so much. Oh, man. I'm just listening to you. Listen, I'm just going to give you another 30 minutes. Just go. No, I'm just kidding. Thanks again. I appreciate you, man. I miss you, and we're going to see you again really soon.
You too, buddy.
I also want to mention that some of you heard this over the weekend, some of you have not, but Legal Shield is rolling out a new Fast Start to Success training program, which I am personally very, very excited about. When I launched my business in 2004, the first thing you did as a new associate was go to your Fast Start class. And as I graduated, as Adam was just talking about, working your way to the front of the room and then the back of the room, I remember being a student in that class and then over the course of a period of time becoming the trainer of the Fast Start classes in my area, where I had the benefit of learning all of that material at a deeper level, because as the trainer, you learn it at an even deeper level. And so I'm so excited that this is coming back, and we're going to have more information about that very soon, right here within our organization, and how you can plug in to Fast Start training, whether that be local to you in your local market, as well as via technology, live stream, et cetera, here within the organization. I also want to remind everybody that here in the month of January, we are reading the book, The 4-Year Career by Richard Bliss Brook. I hope that you have a copy of this and that you're reading it. I hope that you've been through it. It's a very thin, very fast read. I talked a little bit about it last week and why I love the book so much. And last week I told you, because I read the book, discovered it for the first time after I had had the 4 years that Richard Brook really describes in this book. So I knew it was true. I just lived it. As a matter of fact, it was eerie, and I wondered if he was writing specifically about me. But what I understood and understand to this day about this is that the reason this book is so similar to my experience is because this book represents what your experience is going to be, what mine was, what everybody's will, as you build this enterprise, this empire that throws off income in a passive fashion. And you have to know how to build it, but more importantly than that, you have to know that it's doable, it's possible, and it's really just math. Here on page 24 of my book, and I just want to let me help to tantalize those of you who haven't read it. And again, there's many different printings of the book, but I'm on page 24 of the copy that I've got here on my desk, and it's where Mr. Brook goes through the 6 myths of network marketing. And what I love about this is it's just a great tool to help you to educate people that you'd like to bring onto your team Because a lot of folks are really hung up on this, what they believe are truths, but are actually myths about network marketing. I'll just give you just a taste of this. I'll give you myth number one, as written on page 24 of the book. Myth number one, getting in on the ground floor is the best path to success in a network marketing company. Well, as Richard Brook goes on to explain, the truth is it's the worst time to join. Most companies, including network marketing companies, go out of business in their first 5 years. Of course, no company is going to tell you that in their promotional materials. Everyone involved at the start of any company hopes it will succeed. Another risk with a new company is that no company has its best foot forward early on. It takes years to develop competent, experienced staff, reliable procedures, and efficient services. The best time to join a network marketing company is when it's at least 5 years old or backed by a larger company. By then, it's demonstrated a commitment and an ability to grow ethically, stay in business, honor its distributors and customers. Think about that in our business. Nearly 50 years in business stood the test of time and backed by enormous billion-dollar enterprises that provide for us the leadership, the direction, and the equity to build to the next level. I just think about the power of this book in helping you to answer the questions in your own mind and perhaps in your own heart, as well as for those folks that you care the most about, that you'd like for them to know the truth about network marketing and Legal Shield specifically, and this can be a tool for you to do that. Pick up a copy of the book if you don't have one. Pick up a box of them. It would be my recommendation. Get them in the hands of people that you care about in your team and that you'd like to get into your team. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure and deep honor to bring on the call our featured speaker and trainer this evening. This is a mentor to many, somebody who not only helps and assists us all through his training videos, training from the live stage at the Legal Shield events, but of course somebody that we consider our personal head of the family. He resides in Cookeville, Tennessee with his wife, Jennifer Riches. He has 10 children and so many grandchildren. I've lost count. I'm sure he has as well. He is a $700,000 ring earner with Legal Shield. That means that he earns in excess of that amount per year. He has made millions and millions of dollars in this business, but more importantly, he has helped so many of us to earn incredible incomes and to change not just our situation, our present, but our futures, and for some of us like myself, the entire legacy of generations of our families to come. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the call Mr. Mark Riches.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Tanner, and congratulations to each one of you for plugging in to the call tonight. I'm still getting used to this Monday night call. I know many of you are as well. I'm sure there's going to be some people that wake up tonight and say, oh, I forgot the call. Well, that's all part of making that change, but I like kicking the week off. I always felt bad talking about things on Thursday after the whole week was pretty much done. So these announcements that you shared, Mr. Tanner, are really helpful. We got all week to run with them. And we try and keep this call fairly short. I appreciate you talking about the four-year career book. I love having a book of the month. I think that was a really good move. And I'm not through that book yet. I know it's a short book. It's been sitting on my desk, and I've a couple chapters in. But I'm committed to reading that with you. I've not read that book yet, and Mr. Tanner recommended it. It's been great. And in our little office team meeting today, many of the recruiters had read some of it, getting through it. So, again, great information in there to help us grow our business. I want to talk tonight about really a secret of the rich, and it's really learning how to use OPM, now I'm not talking about the drug, opium, I said OPM, other people's money, and OPT, other people's time. There is so much money on the table right now at Legal Shield. In my 23-year career, I've never seen more money, incentives, bonuses, commissions, residuals, available than right now, ever. So why am I more excited right now, and why am I recruiting more people right now than ever before? That's why. There's more money on the table right now than ever before. People can move to the top of the comp plan faster than ever before and make a ton of money. And I want to share with you the secret of the rich is to use other people's money. Let me just give you an example. My sister, I have a sister that's a year older than I. She lives out in Utah. And she owns about 26 homes all across the country. She actually owns three of them in Hawaii. And that's kind of, her husband was a periodontist, and they sold the periodontist business for several million dollars and invested that in real estate. Well, I was talking to her over Christmas time, and she builds equity with other people's money. Let me explain that just a little bit. She's gathering rent off all these rental properties. Now, I've had rental properties. I'm not a big fan of it, but I prefer the model that we use here, building a team. But she wasn't interested in building a team. She owns a membership, not building a team. But she owns these homes all over, and every time someone pays their monthly rent, she uses a portion of that or all of it to pay the equity or pay the mortgage on that home. And she outright owns most of the homes now. And she's used other people's money, OPM, other people's money, to build a multi-million dollar real estate portfolio. Okay? Let me relate it. Well, another great example, I watched the biography story of Warren Buffett, who's one of the wealthiest men in the world, you know, multi-billionaire, very successful. Same exact thing that Warren did. He went out and used other people's money. I remember he talked about buying these investments initially, and he said, you know, I don't quote me on this because I don't know the dollar amounts are exactly, but it was something like this. You know, he had to raise $2.5 million. He put $10,000 of his own dollars in and raised all the other capital from other people, other people's money. Well, the investment worked, and it grew and multiplied, and everyone was happy. If it hadn't worked, he had used a lot of other people's money to take the risk. The point is, smart people learn how to use other people's money. Obviously, a principle we could spend all night on is leverage. Smart people learn how to leverage their time and develop passive income. But what I want to talk tonight is about using Legal Shield's deep pockets. They've got millions and millions and millions of dollars in their bank. They've been doing this for, you know, almost 50 years, and they've developed a massive amount of cash. And I want to teach you tonight how to use that money to grow your business. See, some of us are waking up and saying, hey, I'm broke. I don't have any money. You don't need money. You need Legal Shield to have money, and you can build a multi-million dollar business. Let me share with you just a few of the ways I've done this over the years. One is these level up bonuses. Mr. Tanner mentioned that they extended the double MAD bonus. It's a total of $280, right? If they go out and level up, get Fast Start qualified with 3-1 or 6, they get a total of $280. That's how I explain it to them. You get $280 instead of $180. Right now they've added an additional $100, and it's $280. Think about that for a minute. This is a brand new associate. For most of my building career and Mr. Tanner's building career, meaning the time we were out building, when a person leveled up, they got a commission. That's it. They got a commission check. No bonuses, no incentives. And for a long time, over a decade, you went out and wrote your first sale, you got nothing. You went out and wrote your second sale, you got nothing. You went out and wrote your third sale, you got nothing. You recruited your first associate, and then they would pay out, it was about $30 per sale, so that then you would get your check. Once you Fast Start qualified, you'd get your 3-1, or you'd get your $90 commission. So you had to wait. Think about trying to recruit that. How much do I make? You know, I sold my first plane. You don't make anything. How much do I make? You don't make anything. And that's when the company was, you know, they had money, but they were very tight with it. Jeff Bell's crazy with it. So right now, you go out and sell your first plan, they're going to give you your commission, which is, you know, $60 on a $49 plan plus $50, you know, with the double MAD bonus. And I don't break that all down for the new associates. I just say, hey, we got to go get you Fast Start qualified this week. It's 3-1, 3 members and 1 recruit. And on top of your commissions, you're going to make a $280 bonus. Well, here's the amazing thing about that. They not only pay the new associate $280, but they give you, the sponsor, a matching $280. Guys, that's $560 that is being paid out every time we Fast Start qualify someone. We're the number one organization in Legal Shield for Fast Start qualifying. So we ought to be doing it better than anyone else. We are, but we could do better. We can get everyone to qualify. And $560 extra dollars on the table right now till next Monday for every person we get in and get them qualified. And they don't have to level up this month. They just have to be in by next Monday at 5 p.m. Central. And if we can get them in, they'll still have their full 20 days to do their level up and to get that bonus. That's all, you know, $560 extra on the table that you can build a massive business with. I spoke to a gentleman on Saturday afternoon, and I told him about this and I explained this, and he printed out 10 associate agreements, and he said, I'm going to go get 10 associate agreements before this promotion ends. And he is on his way. He's got several of them done already. So set your goal. I hope it's a big goal. This is a great way to use other people's money. Legal Shield's paying the bill. How much of that $560 do you have to pay? None of it. You don't have to pay one penny of it. Legal Shield's willing to give the entire amount on behalf of your organization. And it's not just about you recruiting people and getting a bonus. It's about you teaching that in your team and getting a lot of people in your team earning those bonuses. If you're the only one getting the match, you don't understand. You're not duplicating. You're not growing that in your organization. You've got to have many people in your team getting those matching bonuses. That's how you're going to win big. So that's just one of the area, the level up bonuses. Let's go to another one, the $15,000 ED for life bonus. I think it's the number one best distractor tool that we have ever had. What do I mean by that? Well, that's what we're really in the business of. When we make calls, I've been on the phone all day. I'm kind of even hoarse this evening. I've been doing recruiting and really, really loving it. And I haven't done it in a long time, and I'm back on the phone. Some of you saw me do a briefing. It was embarrassing. I hadn't done a briefing in a long time. Not that I've been retired. I just haven't been active in those roles. We haven't had a weekly briefing. But last year we started talking about doing briefings. I said, hey, I'm going to kick off a briefing right here at my Rich's Ranch, and I'm going to do that every week. And we've got my son Josh doing it this week. And the first time, it didn't even sound like a Legal Show briefing. Last week was a little tiny better. But I'll get better. And same with on the phone. I've got some big goals this year. I'm going to build a platinum team this year. So I've got four individuals I'm going to build to executive director, and I'm laser-focused on that, and I'm recruiting a lot of people, selling a lot of plans, and doing exactly what I'm challenging you to do. And my goal is by the end of 2019, or somewhere right in the first part of 2020, I will have developed four additional executive director lines. If I maintain them, and I'm building them right, and I'm building them with good people, if I maintain those lines, and of course I can add more to them, but Legal Shield's got a $1.5 million bonus on the table, and that bonus is available to me as a current platinum. It's also available to every person on this call. And if I can go do it, you can go do it. And you're welcome to come to Cookeville and sit in my office and listen to me on the phone. I was going to record. I said, I'm going to record me making these calls. And then I made some calls, and I said, that would be the worst recording ever. I'm rusty, but I'm getting better. And today's calls sounded a little better. They sound a little more like I might be able to get some people started. So after I smooth it out a little bit, I'll share with you some of the language I'm using. But I'm telling you, the $15,000 bonus is one of my main – every person I talk to, I talk about that. If I leave a voicemail, I say, hey, we've got the company just announced a $15,000 bonus available for new associates. And you would actually qualify for that, being that you're new. So, of course, you know, the positions are filling up quickly. Give me a call at your earliest convenience so that we can further discuss this. I'm using that as a distractor. Distractor means you got to distract them from what they're going to do without this business. So everyone's going to go do something else unless we distract them into this business. And so if you say, you know, they've doubled the mad bonuses, you sound mad. That is not an effective distractor, okay? Your schedule, I'm really busy, so call me back. That doesn't distract. The biggest motivator for people is money. So if you can say, hey, John, you know, our company's got a brand-new bonus they just announced. It's a $15,000. That's a distractor. See, that takes people's mind off what they were focused on and says, what, 15,000? What is that? Now, be honest with it. You don't have to break it all down. I don't ever explain it all. I say we'll cover that in the training. We'll cover that during the game plan. But I don't say, it's not a sign-up bonus. They know that. They know that it's not just enroll and you get a check. It's pretty easy to build a team. I tell them it's pretty simple to build a team that's doing 50 sales a month. And if we keep that team in place, they're going to give you a $15,000 bonus. That's exciting. That's additional money on the table right now that Legal Shield hasn't had before. And guess what, guys? It's OPM, other people's money. You pay nothing. When Legal Shield pays that out and you get a match, or you get a 50% match if you're an executive director, and if you're a platinum, you get a 100% match. So every one of these four people I'm going to help get to executive director this year, and there'll be at least four, and we're running hard and we're working hard, they're going to earn a $15,000, and when they do earn their bonus, I'm going to get mine. Okay, you can study up on that, but that's a great distractor, and it's a great way to use other people's money in building your team. Let's talk about plugging your team into the briefings and events. We just heard from some individuals that plugged into their events. Well, smart. This is a smart use of other people's money. Those events this weekend, we had about 51 of them, okay, across North America. 51 events. Just total up the bill and the cost of that, renting the hotel room and the AV equipment. Some of those larger events, they had to hire that out, and they had speakers that flew in for the event. And, yeah, you had to pay a little fee, a $10 fee or something to get in. The guests were free, but you had to pay something as an associate. But that's it. And you got to plug into those events. So what I did on a national level, on an international level, because we had a lot of people attend events in Canada as well, I got a list of the events, and I called, and I worked, and I got people plugged into those events all across North America. Well, how much did it cost me? How much did Legal Shield, tens of thousands of dollars were spent to host the events. The projector, the equipment, other people's time, OPT, tons of time was used, okay? I didn't have an event. My closest event was 5 hours away in Memphis, so I didn't go to an event. But I went to a movie with my wife. Now, I hope you're understanding this right. I live in a small town. I didn't have an event. You just heard from Adam. He lives in a small town, and he went to an event. So that's really not the right excuse. But I'm saying why I was at the movie with my wife, I had literally hundreds of people attending events all across North America on Saturday evening. That's a good way to use other people's money. I didn't have to pay for any of the events, and I used other people's time. Meaning, Jeff Bell was speaking to Mike Terry in Southern California. I wasn't there. I didn't fly there. It was other people's time. It was all the leadership out there putting those events together. Now, I'm saying it wrong because Jim's probably going to email me and say, or text me and say, what are you talking about? Go to a movie instead of go to an event. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I promoted the events. I got people plugged into the events, and you can do that too. And do it like Adam, where he went to an event, or Jim Tanner, they went to events. That's really the right message. But I don't want to lie and say I was at the event. I was at a movie with my wife eating popcorn, and I had popcorn kernels all over the front of my shirt, and I was making a ton of money because my team was plugged into these events all over the country. It's powerful. Other people's money, other people's time. Let me give you a couple other ways to do this. So we've talked about, and this is a one-time, like a Super Saturday. I'm talking these weekly events that you can plug into all across the country. I'll tell you, Chris Corley is mastering that. He's got it down. He is plugging his team. I hear him on the phone. He is plugging his team in masterfully all over North America. He's telling them where the event is. He's emailing them the event information. And you can get it right on our events calendar on the GY3 site. And you can go to the calendar. And I told this to our team training today. I said, if you're not emailing your team where their local briefing is, they're not going to go. You've got to. It's not just about go to the calendar, look up your weekly briefing, now go there. You've got to remind them. You've got to send them the details. You've got to remind them the day of. You got to get them plugged in. And Mr. Chris Corley's doing a great job at getting his team plugged in all over the country. And I thought of that. You know, he's been building for a couple of years, and the first couple of years he did not use events. And we made a decision last fall, and we said we're going to use these events in a big way and plug into them in a big way. And I'm telling you, we had more people at events this weekend than we've ever had probably in our team history. So you're doing it. We're doing it. And continue to do it. Think about that on a Tuesday night, tomorrow night, when you get 100 people bringing guests to a briefing across the country. And you know, 50 of those sign up as members at the event. You're going to have a team that does 50 sales like I do. There's many, many days. Many days my team writes 100 sales or 200 sales. My biggest day is 1,800 sales in one day. So what I'm talking about here is massive, guys. But there's going to be, if you do what I'm talking about and you build your team and get them plugged into these events, there's going to be a Tuesday night that your team writes 50 sales. And guess what? They're big sales. They're not group sales. These are 49.90s or 3490 plans that are written. These are associates signing up. There's going to be days where you have 50 associates join your team in a single day. Think how powerful that is. See, you're sitting here thinking, boy, I got to get to executive. You could go to executive director in one day if you effectively learn to use these events and recruit your team and get them plugged into their event. But they've got to go. And you heard from, you know, Michael Dagan. You know, it's one thing to invite. It's another thing to get people that keep those commitments. I don't know if you've learned this yet, but Michael's learning it, and I've learned it. People make commitments, but they don't keep commitments. So what we're looking for in this business is people that make and keep commitments. And it's not related just to events. It's you know, watch this video. Yeah, I'll do it. Hey, did you watch the video? No, I didn't. They make a commitment, but they don't keep it. That's just part of the sorting process. Be patient with them. You know, don't write them off your list. Don't say, well, if you never showed up, you're off my list. That you're not going to have much of a list left. People need to – it takes multiple exposures. It takes patience. It takes time to build a team. But your job is to plug them in and remind them and help them develop the habit. Same with conference calls. You know, it's your job to get them plugged in and remind them and help get them on the text alert so that they can get the text reminder and help them get plugged into those events. Here's another one, and this is a good one, the freedom bonuses. Legal Shield spends millions of dollars in freedom bonuses. This is those checks you get every single month by regularly doing 90 points or 180, you can double your freedom bonus. Now, it used to be, I'm not trying to set, you know, give you an old-timer story, but it used to be, and I'm talking maybe a year ago, you had to wait 13 months before you got your first what we called car bonuses. Now we call them freedom bonuses, but they were car bonuses that just had a picture of a car on the check. I mean, you could use it for anything you want, but 13 months. Think about that. You got your new guy, say, hey, you're going to get a car bonus. All right, when does that start? 13 months from now, you'll get a check. So they'd have to Performance Club qualify their first month, their second month, their third month. Da, 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 da. On the 12th month, they qualify. On the 13th, they got their check, and it was $300. It was more, but it was $300. And then they said, well, let's move that to 6 months. And we'll start giving them $100 at 6 months. And here's what it is today. 1 month. You Performance Club this month, you can get your check the next month. You can start earning those freedom bonuses. They're $100 for the first year, and then it goes to $300, and then on to $400. And you can get up to $500 if your retention's good. Now, Legal Shield, that's their biggest expense is freedom bonuses. They spend tens of millions of dollars in that bonus alone. It's phenomenal. See, let me take you back real quick. It used to be you're at the end of the month. It's the 28th. You got to get 50 sales to stay executive director qualified because you can't miss executive director. I've never missed executive director. But this is how it was. You're at the end of the month. That's the 28th. You got 2 days left. You got to hit executive director. You're at 40 sales. And here was the problem. You were the only person, and you could write this down. This is powerful. This is what the Performance Club program changed. You were the only person motivated in your entire organization to get 10 more sales. Why? Because you needed to hit 50. No one else needed to go anywhere and do anything. There was no drive for anyone else unless they might have a level they were going for, something like that. But you were 10 sales short. You had 2 days to do it, and yet you were motivated. Like, you were like, I will not miss. I'm going to go get 10 sales. But it was like driving uphill or pushing a bike up. It was hard to get those 10 more sales because you were the only one motivated. But now with Performance Club, if you've effectively promoted it in your team, you could have an army of people motivated to go get sales at the end of the month. What's the biggest production day of the month? Typically the very last day of the whole month. Why? Because people procrastinate. People wait. But it's not just a big production month for an executive director trying to get 10 more sales so they can hit their 50. It's a big production month for everyone that's trying to maintain their Performance Club, maintain their freedom bonus. Just think ahead, guys. If you had 100 people, like I do, that are getting monthly checks from Legal Shield, over $300. Think about that. Think of Adam Thompson. He's probably at the $400 mark, I would say. So he's getting a $400 check every month from Legal Shield. If he does not write $180 in points or in revenue during the month of January, he will fall out of that and start all the way back over. Okay? He's not going to miss it. I have never had to call, you know, Adam and Alicia and say, hey, guys, it's the 28th. You don't have your 180. Because $400 is on the line that they've probably already got it spent, and they've got a plan for that $400 every month. They love getting that check, even though they get thousands of dollars. I love getting my car bonus check. And I still call it a car bonus, that freedom bonus check. It takes me about 10 years to change with the company. But anyway, they're counting on it, and they're not going to miss it. And Jim Tanner doesn't have to call them and say, hey, guys, you know, it's getting toward the end of the month. It's on autopilot. Think about this. If you got 100 people doing that, you know, you've got a team doing, what is it, $18,000 in revenue? Automatic. That's on autopilot. You don't have to worry about that because they're all getting checks. No one's going to miss their Performance Club check. That's the power of it. So Legal Shield's paying out the bills. They're administering, sending out those checks and deposits to everyone in your entire team. How much of the freedom bonus do you pay? Zero. Legal Shield's never going to send you a bill and say, hey, Mark, we just paid out, you know, $600,000 this month in freedom bonuses to your team. Can you help pay for part of that? No, they don't do that. It's other people's money. It's the company's money I'm using to build a fortune. I mean, I'm telling you, it's a fortune. $64,000 just last month they paid me. It's a lot of money they're putting in my bank account because I'm using other people's money and other people's time to build. All right, I could go on and on. Let me give you a couple others. Incentive trips. Okay, this is big. Four incentive trips a year. I think it's overkill, but I'm not complaining. I mean, we had a ton of our team down in Las Vegas enjoying that trip. We got a ton of people, you know, focused on Cabo, the next trip. I love Cabo. Do you understand what it cost Legal Shield to put on a trip like Cabo? Well, we went to Maui once, and I'm on the Platinum World Council, and the CEO or the CFO of the company said, we just wrote a check for the Maui-Hawaii trip. This was one incentive trip. This is when we did one a year, one trip a year, and this was the Maui trip, And there was only 500 people that went. It was capped out. And he said we wrote a check for $4.2 million for that trip. And that's when it really just like hit me right between the eyes. I said, man, this company is willing to write some. I had a ton of my team in Maui. This was a life experience. They'll remember it forever. It was unbelievable. It was an incredible trip. My wife and I went for our 20th anniversary. No, 25th. I think it was our 25th anniversary. It was an important anniversary. I think it was our 25th. Yeah, because we just celebrated our 30th. So, yeah, this was our 25th anniversary. And my wife said, I would love to go to Hawaii. And I was like, I don't want to go to Hawaii. And then I looked up the flights. It was like, you know, $1,200. I'm like, in my mind, I didn't say anything, but I really had no desire to go to Hawaii. And it was like a month later, Legal Shield announced Maui, Hawaii is the performance club trip. So I went down to my wife. I said, Jennifer, that's where we're going. I'm taking you there for our 25th anniversary when we went. It was awesome. We stayed an extra few days, all paid for by Legal Shield. And you get to use those trips. Cabo, it's going to be $1 million or $2 million that they write a check for. How much of that do you have to pay? Zero. Conventions. Okay, you got the big Dallas event coming up. I was talking to someone about the AV equipment at an Oklahoma City event. This is probably 10 years ago. And I was talking to someone at the home office, and I said, you know, you guys got these camera guys and all this sound equipment. This was at the event. We were backstage. I mean, this is a production. This is big. Staging and sound and all that. And I said, what does all this cost? And the guy I was talking to, he said, well, just for the AV team was $1.2 million. That doesn't, you know, count the cost of renting the convention center or the staging and stuff. Just the AV, the audio-visual group, was $1.2 million. Legal Shield pays millions of dollars for these events, and we get to attend for $69. That's all we pay. And so this is another phenomenal way to use other people's money by getting you and your team plugged into these events. Now, starting tomorrow morning, the fee to go to the Dallas event is $129. It's $109 right now. And it's $129. If you go on Legal Shield's site tomorrow morning, it's going to be $129. But if you go to our Success Team site, gy3successteam.com, and click on the Events tab, you can get tickets right now. There's still a few left, just a few, though, for $69. We still have some of our bundle. So $69, you can get them. If you haven't, you're crazy. Get them tonight. Make sure you get your event ticket. And be in Dallas. And like Mike, my brother, said this morning, book your ticket. And to get your flights and make sure you got your hotel. I mean, it's less than 60 days away. And what is going to happen at the event? Big announcements, like international expansion announcements. Like if you miss these announcements, it's going to cost you a lot of money. Massive new exciting announcements related to product. You know, like if you miss Dallas, you're going to think coming out of Dallas that we operate on counters. Like you're going to say, well, I've got to get 50 counters this month, and we're going to look at you and say, well, what are you talking about? We no longer use counters in the company. And you're going to say, well, I didn't know that that happened. When did that happen? In Dallas. We're changing the rules. It's big. It's very important. And then you're going to say, well, can you explain it to me? I said, you weren't in Dallas? I said, no, I couldn't make it. I had this or that or whatever. What, you pick an excuse. Any will work. And you're going to say, no, I couldn't make it. I said, well, I don't have time. I don't have time. I'm expanding to another country that just opened up, and I don't have time to spend time talking to you about stuff that you should have been at the event, taking notes, and learning. And, you know, when we sit through a training and they roll out the new program and it takes an hour to roll out, it's really hard, and Mr. Tanner, you can relate to this, it's really hard to spend that hour with someone that didn't want to plug into the event. It's like, are you kidding? I don't have an hour. I'll give you a five-minute version, but it's not going to be, and we'll give you a recap on the call, but it's never what you miss at the event. So be at the event. And this is, again, closing up here, this is a great way, a phenomenal way to use other people's money to use Legal Shield money and their deep pockets and their millions of dollars in their bank account to build your fortune. That's what I'm talking about. You building your team, you building your financial freedom using other people's money and other people's time. The list of what you can plug into goes on conference calls, text reminders. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. My closing thought is this: plug in. You should be running harder right now and recruiting more people in this business than ever before. I know many of you are, and I congratulate you on that. Mr. Chris Corley has 3 associates already for the month. I had the list out. I was going to read through it, but I'm out of time. But we'll cover that. But some of you are taking advantage of it, and others are watching it happen. Do not miss this. I hope this is helpful to learn how to effectively use other people's money and other people's time to build your financial success. I appreciate each one of you. God bless you. And Mr. Tanner, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Mr. Riches, thank you so much. And I just think, you know, no matter how many times I may have heard this type of education, and some of you that are on the call with us this evening have heard this education in the past, you can never, never hear it enough. It's so important for us to receive it, whether we're new or experienced and veterans, and then to go out there and act on it and execute with this type of information. And I'll just add my 2 cents to the message that you have to be in Dallas, Texas. Please, for the sake of the business and the goals that you've written down for your business, be with us in Dallas, Texas. If you've never been at one of these Legal Shield events in the past, you don't know what you'd be missing, and it is nearly impossible for us to communicate it. But having done this for nearly 15 years now and seeing over and over that look on people's faces, no matter how prepared they were for this to be big, that look that they have when they realize just how big it is and how it could have been something they missed and how grateful they are that they accepted the invitation like I was. I'm here today because I was in those seats that very first year at my convention. Take advantage of these discounted tickets that we have a few left. Get those so that you know that you are committed. Get the discount, yes. But say to yourself, I'm in. I'm all the way in. I'm not on the fence. I'm not thinking about it. I'm not wondering if this is what I'm going to do. I'm in. I'm committed. And just watch how that affects your team, the ripple of that in the team. They'll commit to Dallas, too. The people you haven't recruited yet will start to be attracted to your conviction and come to you, and they'll do as well, and they'll commit to Dallas as well. And I can promise you this. I've done this for a long time. Mark Riches has done it even longer. Whoever has the most people with them, not for them, but with them in Dallas, Texas in March will have the most significant impact in their business in 2019. That's the reason we do it in the beginning of the year, in the springtime. That's the reason it's positioned, not midway or 3/4 of the way through the year, but right in the beginning so that we can utilize the momentum of having all of your team and yourself get that information, that content, that motivation, that marching orders, the new incentives, the trips, everything that's going to come out of that event, to be there live, to experience it, to have full engagement in our community together, to have immersion in this business with like-minded individuals. We cannot replicate that with videos or conference calls. We just simply can't. So make sure you're committed to that. Thank you all for joining us here on this Monday evening, the new home of the Success Team Call. We'll see you right back here next week, where we will hear from some of our most successful team members as they go out and engage in their weekly briefings, recruiting, membership sales, protecting families, and everything else that goes into making this a big week in your Legal Shield business. Thank you to Mr. Mark Riches and all of our speakers. Good night.